Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, wake up. Angel, and the Flying Dutchman.
Wake up in the morning feeling like
Kiss 92's Big Show.
TGIF, it's almost as if none of those people are around. It's just Angel and Yumiko. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
It is an all-female Friday today.
It is.
Isn't that awesome? Finally, the boys are not here.
Not around.
FD is off to Spain. He should be getting to Doha right about now,
and
and then continuing his trip after. It's a short transit, I think. And Glenn is still under the weather, so we wish him all the best. Well, coming up on the show, nothing changes. Your chance to win a couple of prizes in Breakfast Bingo, as well as the Battle of the Brands. So stay tuned for that. It is a Friday edition.
It is. Okay, so I do have a very interesting story coming up for Singaporeans who are headed to Bali. You can shave off time entering Bali, apparently.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm always in Bali. So, okay. That's going to be some good news. Kicking off the show right now, here's someone who was in town last week, Sabrina Carpenter with Feather on Kiss 92.
Good morning. Okay, so remember earlier I did mention about Singaporeans traveling to Indonesia, Bali in particular. Do you go to Bali a lot?
I do go to Bali quite a bit.
Do you remember going through the immigration and still getting your passport chopped?
Always.
And it takes a lot of time, right?
Of course, because everyone's lining up to do the same thing.
Well, moving forward, now Singaporeans can actually use the automated gates.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So it's kind of like you have to pre-register on the Indonesian immigration website. So you just upload a photo of yourself and your passport details. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can just go, scan, go through.
Does it say how many days before, or week before, or a month
before? Right now, I think it's about a week before.
Okay.
Yeah, because it just opened.
Yeah.
So I imagine a lot of people flooding through the website as well.
Yeah.
But you can actually get through the gates at least 20 seconds faster.
Oh, 20 seconds faster than lining up for immigration?
Apparently so. Oh,
that's still a long time, though. Because sometimes there are a lot of people. I mean, it depends on what time your flight lands, right?
Yes, but we're talking about 30 automated gates, not three.
Okay,
30.
Let's hope they're all open, though.
Yes.
All right, thanks for that story. Coming up, we've got Trending Quickies. It is 6:17.
What's hot? And what's not trending now?
Glenn's Trending Quickies.
Well, I'm going to sit in for Glenn this morning and do some little some entertainment updates.
Ooh, come, give it.
We always love our entertainment. So a little while ago, Sharon Stone alleged that she was forced to sleep with a co-star on set.
No.
Well, she's finally dropped some names. She's called out a Hollywood mogul who headed production at Paramount and who since passed away. Robert Evans apparently told her to have sex with William Baldwin, her co-star in the 1993 film Sliver, to improve his acting performance. Okay, next story. Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown has dropped a little nugget for fans as to what to expect for season 5. Any season 5? Any Stranger Things fans?
Me!
You? Okay, I haven't watched a single episode. They started filming in January, and she was asked if they were done, and Millie responded, "No, we have 9 months left." So that may not seem long, but if you consider another 6 months for post-production, the release date will be at least mid-2025. So
you've
got to wait a bit. Yeah. And finally, former Sports Illustrated model and ex-wife of Billy Joel, Christie Brinkley, is warning her followers to be diligent with your sun protection after she was diagnosed with skin cancer. The model, who's now 70, announced her diagnosis on Instagram a couple of days ago with graphic images of a gaping wound on her temple, which she also photographed getting stitched up and bandaged.
Wow.
So if there's anything to learn, is to make sunscreen a part of your daily routine, even if you aren't heading out the door. There you have it. That's your entertainment news for this morning. It is Yumiko and Angel with you. It is a Friday and it's all female.
I love it.
Don't you? We've got Cheyenne and Shalini in the studio as well. And the boys have been, you know, exiled from the studio for today, at
for
least.
For today, yes.
Yeah, I think Glenn will be back on Monday. Anyway, it's time for Fun Friday. And if your home is in need of a little TLC, here is some good news. Proof Living Group's biggest warehouse sale of the year is happening this and next weekend. Featuring well-loved brands like Proof Living, Bow Concept, Vanguard Interiors, and rumor has it, some Crate and Barrel pieces as well.
No,
so, yeah.
Wow. I'm excited.
So the 70% discount on home and office furniture, 80% discount on houseware, like home decor, kitchenware items, lots of knickknacks, napkin rings at like a dollar each, and nothing above $5 for drinkware.
Wow.
So that's attractive enough to get you down.
Are we going?
We might just, you know, if you want to go, it's at 3 Kallang Junction. It's the Proof Living Group Warehouse Sale 2024. But if that's not your cup of tea, Pet Parents Pet Expo is back for the 10th anniversary.
Ooh, that's me.
You've got a cat?
Two cats.
Two cats.
Yes.
Okay. So have you been for the Pet Expo before? I've never been.
Last year.
Okay. And what's it like?
Well, a lot of sales. So famous brands, big brands that, you know, you usually pay about $100 for one small packet. It's now at like 50% off.
Oh, like food and stuff like that?
Yeah, food and stuff. You've got treats. You've got a lot of toys.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of, I think, shows as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. I haven't gone yet. But if I do go, apparently everything has been upsized because they've got a 50% increase in venue size. 128 exhibitors with over 200 brands. They also are introducing this year the official Aqua Zone. So this is where you get to know the ins and outs of aquatic pets.
Oh, fish, bring me go.
It could be fish. It could be, I don't know, what
shrimps,
else?
Shrimps, prawns.
As a pet?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What? Okay. All right. Maybe I'll just go to see the shrimp. Anyway, if none of that interests you, how about leprechauns and Guinness Stout? Because it's St. Patrick's Day this Sunday, which means all weekend bars will be filled with everything green. It's happening in multiple locations, including Tilly's, Circular Road, KPO, as well as Number 5 Emerald Hill. Anyway, I'm putting all that information up on our Facebook page. It's Kiss 92 FM.
Wake up! Get up!
You get out of bed this instant!
And turn it on. Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
I am so excited today because I get to be game master of all the games today.
Yay.
It's so much fun. I get to ring the bell. I get to do breakfast bingo. I get to play Battle of the Brands. It's so many games I get to play. You're listening to Angel and Yumiko. Thanks so much for waking up, Yumiko.
Thank you for having me.
You were just on like a few hours ago. So did you spend the night here?
I actually thought of doing that. Downstairs, we have sleeping pods downstairs.
Oh, why didn't you just do that then?
Because I needed to shower.
Okay, this is true.
Yeah.
Don't we have showers here?
We do, but I don't have a towel. I don't have fancy shampoo and conditioner. I don't have my
just
facial
for the,
wash.
Yeah, no, this is true. Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of things that we need to get ready. Yes. Okay, so we have lots of prizes coming up. The first one is for breakfast bingo.
Ooh, this is $100 worth of vouchers up for grabs to enjoy at Agnes G Nails. So this is a place where you can go get pretty nails, lashes, and brows as well, all
Ooh,
done up.
Nice, nice. And we'll also be battling two brands. We'll be pitting two brands against each other. I mean, this entire week has been very exciting. We've had Apple versus Samsung. We've had H&M versus Uniqlo. We had Adidas versus Nike.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Very big brands.
Very big brands. So we're going to be doing the same today for that for this final prize. Yumiko is going to tell you about that right now.
Okay, so we've got $100 worth of vouchers to enjoy at Knox Dine in the Dark. And this is a gift card from Giftano. Now, if you haven't heard, Knox Dine in the Dark is Singapore's most unique dining experience where you're literally dining in the dark.
Oh, yes, that sounds great. Okay, so two brands that we're pitting against each other will be for online shopping.
Ooh.
So we're not going to reveal what it is, but you keep a lookout on our Instagram because that's going to be revealed very, very soon. So if you want to get involved, you'll have to WhatsApp your voice note into 88550920. Here is Cheat Codes featuring Birdie with Heads Up on, no, not Heads Up, it's Head Up on Kiss 92. I love her sound, Meghan Trainor. You can't not move to that.
Yes.
That was all about that bass here on The Big Show with Angel and Yumiko. It is an all-female Friday here on the show. And I'm very, very excited because now we're going to play a game that only FD plays.
And
he does it so well. I'm a little bit nervous because I'm going to have to play this game, but we're going to do it anyway. Let's do this.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Breakfast bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
So again, no Flying Dutchman, but sometimes I do have wings. I'm going to give you five clues that lead to five words. Now, the first begins with the letter B, the next with the letter I, and then NGO, and basically it spells out bingo. You'll have 30 seconds to do this. If you think you want to take a shot at it, you might stand a chance to win this prize.
All right, so it's $100 up for grabs to go enjoy at Agnes G Nails. then this place, they do craft personalized experiences in nails. They've got lashes and brow embroidery as well. And their specialty lies in the art of customization, you know, ensuring that you enjoy every single service. It is a true reflection of individual style and sophistication. Now, of course, you can also get a few of their bespoke nails and other creations. You can check them out at agnesgnails.com.
Okay, I don't promise this will be easy, but I'm not saying it's going to be hard. So give us a call, 6691-0920.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Breakfast bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
It's all very exciting this morning because I get to play this game. We also have Sally, who's on the line with her son, William. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How old is William?
8.
Okay. All right. And what are you guys up to right now?
William has a day off school, so
I was just about to say
to a fun day of excitement at somewhere. That's
my sister and my dad tried to do breakfast bingo, so now they're going to hear us on breakfast bingo.
Okay, so let's make sure you win it then, William. Okay, we'll show them how it's done. All right.
My mom's going to do this.
Okay. Okay. Are you guys ready? We'll give you 5 clues. The letters will be B-I-N-G-O, and then you just have to come up with the words, okay?
Okay.
All right. Your time starts now. You may toast this in the morning for breakfast.
Bagel.
Yes. Not external, but?
Internal.
The opposite of always is?
Never.
You plant flowers out in the?
Sun.
G.
You plant garden. You plant flowers out in the?
You can't.
Garden.
Yes. And the sound a pig makes is?
Oink.
Yes. Well done, William. Yeah, you took over there. Congratulations. You've got this prize.
All right. So it's $100 worth of vouchers to enjoy at Agnes G Nails. And once again, you can check them out at agnesgnails.com.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome and happy Friday. Have a great weekend. And thanks for listening to Kiss 92. A new track there with Pharrell and Miley Cyrus, Doctor, Work It Out. You're listening to Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. It is Female Friday here on The Big Show. It is Angel and Yumiko.
I love it. Female Friday. Okay, so females, actually, I think a majority of us love boy bands.
Yeah, I like a couple of my boy bands. Yeah.
Who would you say you like?
Wow. I would say, of my time, you two would be considered a boy band. I also did like Westlife. I did like One Direction. Clearly, all of them have broken up.
Yes.
NSYNC. Did I say Westlife? I did.
Yes.
Backstreet Boys. Yeah, I mean, it'll get me singing, but I'm not like a massive fan.
That's not too bad. I actually like all the boy bands you just mentioned. And one of them apparently is reuniting.
NSYNC.
NSYNC, yes,
oh,
you got
is it really?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so they recently did a very simple warm-up concert in LA.
Uh-huh.
And this is, in promotion of a brand new track and a brand new album from Justin Timberlake.
I love Justin Timberlake.
I love him. So hopefully he's going to move this whole reunion to Singapore.
Oh,
yeah,
what,
hopefully.
6 nights? I'm not sure they'd be able to sell out 6 nights, though.
Well, hard to say, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go bye, bye, bye. Maybe we can say, yay, they are back.
Then,
yeah.
It's true. You know what that means, Yumiko?
No, I'm finding out now.
Yes, you are. That means it's time for Battle of the Brands.
Ooh.
Like I was telling you earlier, like last week it was food themed. This week is retail brands.
Right.
So we've done Apple, Samsung. We've done Watson's Guardian.
Ooh.
We did Watson's came out on top. Apple, Samsung, it was, because we do this on Instagram. So I think Apple won on Instagram and then Samsung won on air. And then we did so many others. But today it's two other brands.
Okay.
And these are brands I feel, well, I'm speaking from personal usage and experience.
Sure.
I might use every day, if not at least 4 times a week.
Wow.
I think you look like the type of person, not judging,
okay,
that might use it maybe more than 3 times a week.
Ooh, interesting.
Shalini, yeah, she probably uses it. No, not really. It's when you need to. Yeah, okay. Cheyenne, what do you think? You're quite a user? Oh dear, she's a user as well.
Right.
All right, so the two brands that we're pitting against each other today are Lazada versus Shopee.
Wow, that's actually a very good pit of competition.
What do you use? What's your preference?
I am a big Shopee user.
Okay.
Yeah, everything from the cat's litter to cat's food to household stuff, everything on Shopee.
Okay. Yeah. I am a big Lazada user because they've got Redmart as well.
Ah.
So everything's on the same platform.
Right.
But if I was searching for something online like Google or something and I'm searching, say, dog bed or something like that, and Shopee pops up, I'll click on Shopee.
Okay,
so I'm not like a hater of either.
Right, but it's just that your preference to open the app
is Lazada.
Right, yes, okay, got Lazada. You. Okay, so up for grabs is $100 worth of vouchers to enjoy at Knox Dine in the Duck gift card, and this is from Giftano. Now, if you haven't heard, Knox Dine in the Duck is Singapore's most unique dining experience where you get to dine in total darkness, right? And it comes infused with a variety of delicious and exotic flavors, so you get to have a full immersive dining experience. So it's not about sound, touch, it's got smell as well.
Mm.
Yeah, they've got 12 specially curated dishes. And to find out more, you can actually check them out at giftano.com.
Okay, that sounds like a very exciting prize, but you can only get that prize if you drop us a voice note on what your thoughts are. Lazada versus Shopee, it's 8855-0920. Happy Friday. Here's something to think about. Perhaps one day you'll tell someone about this storm and it'll inspire them to keep going. And remember, Kiss loves you. XOXO.
Waking up Singapore. Gotta get up, 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 up. The Big Show on Kiss 92. Gotta get up.
Good morning, and happy Friday. You made it to the weekend. You have Yumiko and Angel with you. And coming up, we're going to be talking about our battle of the brands.
Oh, yes. $100 worth of vouchers up for grabs from Giftano to enjoy at Knox Dine in the Dark.
Now, when I say coming up, I mean right now. Okay, so we're battling Lazada against Shopee. What we want you to do is call us on our, well, not call us, send in a voice note on our WhatsApp number, 8855-0920. We also want you to head to our Instagram, check out our stories, because we're doing a poll there on whether you'd rather shop with Lazada or you'd rather shop with Shopee.
Hmm.
It's as easy as that. Right now, here kicking off 8 o'clock is Naked Anne-Marie and Lato with I Just Called. It is an all-female Friday here on The Big Show. We got Cheyenne, Shalini, Yumiko, and me, Angel. It is The Big Show. Good morning and happy Friday.
Good morning. Okay, so since you mentioned that it's an all-female Friday, this time around, I'm calling out to all the ladies because apparently we're going to be having a girls' night out with us at Hard Rock Cafe Orchard. So this is all happening on a Wednesday, the 27th of March, and we want to invite you and your BFF to come party with us. You can dance the night away. We've got drinks on the house as well. And all you've got to do to win those invites is to simply drop us a WhatsApp, a photo or video of you and your BFF at a party, and tell us the story all behind it. So remember to submit your entries along with your full name and the keywords Girls Night Out to 8855-0920, and 5 lucky ladies will get a call back on air and come on down and join us on the 27th of March. Now, this contest is happening from now till the 22nd of March, 11:59 p.m. So send in those entries right now.
Very exciting. We look forward to seeing you there. The time right now is 8:13. So it is time for Angel's Couch. Now, Yumiko, you're sitting in because Glenn is unwell and FD is away. So you don't know every element of our show. Do you know anything about Angel's Couch?
Is this where we all sit on a couch and then have ice cream?
Yes, ice cream is involved. I mean, you can have anything you want. You can have chocolate, you can have popcorn, ice cream. You can bring your cats, you can bring your own blanket, because Angel's Couch is when we binge watch all weekend.
All right,
so here's what's happening this weekend. Now, the Oscars were held earlier this week.
Ah, yes.
And over on Netflix, there is a special section called Oscars Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
So this is where you can watch all the Oscar-nominated movies. Well, not all, because there's so many, but you'll find movies like A Beautiful Mind, The English Patient, Joker's on there as well. And of course, the much lighter and more recent Barbie is up there as well.
Ah, okay.
Over on HBO, The Regime is an American political satire television miniseries from HBO starring Kate Winslet and Hugh Grant. The series depicts a year within the palace of a crumbling authoritarian regime. Now, after not leaving the palace for quite some time, the chancellor, played by Winslet, becomes increasingly paranoid and unstable, and she turns to a soldier as an unlikely confidant. As his influence over her grows, that's when things start to get exciting.
Wow.
So that's on HBO. And then over on Disney Plus, there is a very special something that is launching in just over half an hour. It premieres in just over half an hour. So Yumiko, because you are a Swiftie, why don't you tell us about that?
Ooh, I'm excited. Okay, so obviously everybody was just talking about Taylor Swift being right here in Singapore. Mm-hmm. And for those who have not been able to catch her live, well, hopefully you've got a Disney Plus subscription, because at 9 a.m. Singapore time, the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour is going to be released. Yes.
So this is what everybody watched last week at the stadium.
Well, yes, but this is actually the entire movie documentary that they filmed when she was performing in L.A.
And also, I suppose there's some behind the scenes as well.
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
So the thing that is so big about this is because of the surprise songs that are going to be featured in this movie on Disney+. It's going to be a little bit different from the one that was released in cinemas a couple of months back.
Right, okay. So this is, I mean, whether you're a Swiftie, whether you or not, whether you've been for the concert or not, you're still going to want to watch it.
Yes.
It's a good reason to sign up for Disney Plus, and this segment was not brought to you by Disney Plus. Thanks so much. That was Angel's Couch.
Wake up in the morning. It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Wake up in the morning feeling like it's 92's Big Show.
TGIF, and good morning. Just in case you're tuning in right now, you're wondering why it's just my voice. It isn't, because I've got Yumiko here with me as well.
Hello.
FD should be in Doha right now. He is traveling to Spain. On a much needed holiday. Mm. And Glenn is under the weather, so hopefully he recovers soon and comes back to us on Monday. But for now, this is what we're doing. And that can only mean one thing. Once again, if you're just tuning in now, we are pitting Lazada against Shopee.
Ooh, fancy, fancy.
Yeah, we've had Matthew message in on our WhatsApp page, and he says they both sell the same things now. You know, many sellers are on both, and most of them import from the same factories in China. But he goes with Shopee because they have a collection point in his block, so he saves on delivery fee. I want one collection point as well. That way I don't need to pay for delivery as well. There are collection points, apparently.
Well, it's actually very convenient, and it's almost quite close to island-wide.
Oh, really?
Multiple locations.
Oh, so
yeah.
I just need to find one that's fairly close
to
me.
One, yes.
Okay, fair enough. I think we have a voice note.
Definitely Shopee all the way, with all the discounts and all the prizes and coins. It beats Lazada anytime.
Okay. That's one to Shopee, I guess.
Yes.
You know, okay, keep those messages coming in. We have lots more messages to play. We're not just going to play them right now. Let us know. Lazada versus Shopee, 88550920. You stand a chance to win a prize.
Yes, it's a $100 worth of vouchers. A gift card from Giftano to enjoy at Knox Dine in the Dark.
Fantastic. Keep those messages coming in. This is Ash Island featuring Skinny Brown with Stay With Me on Kiss 92. Yes, I love this part of the day because we are pitting two brands against each other. It is Lazada versus Shopee for a chance to win this prize.
So it's $100 worth of gift cards to enjoy at Knox Dine in the Dark. And this is from Giftano.
Fantastic. Sounds like a great prize. We have a couple of voice notes to play.
Morning. I used to like Lazada, but now I jump ship over to Shopee. Because Shopee, the platform is more friendly and it offers the vouchers and speedy delivery. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Does Shopee sell food like Redmart? No, right? It's just like goods, right?
No, they do.
They do? Oh, really?
Yeah. So you have this supermarket option.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so you have a very popular one, Scarlet.
Okay,
so all right. They have this very popular tea variety, mm-hmm. where a lot of people snatch, and they're always sold out.
Oh, so it's like a proper like supermarket. You get all your fresh stuff.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I need to check that out. Okay, so far it's 2-0 to Shopee. We have another voice note.
Good morning, the two ladies. Well, I guess because maybe I've been in retail for the last over 35 years, I guess my pick will be none of the above.
Oh.
I guess basically being a person in retail, we physically would like to see, touch, and feel the product that we buy. All right, so therefore, shopping online has never given me the comfort, you know, to be able to actually feel the product or see the product that I like. You know, I think to me, the feel, it's the most important in buying any product, right? Better the brands, I am staying neutral. None of the above as far as online shopping is concerned.
Okay, okay, fantastic. We love all points of view. But I do get what you're saying. But you know what? The future is online. So these stores and all that, they will become a thing of the past, but hopefully not in our lifetime, because I do like going into shops as well.
Yeah, I love feeling my products, actually.
I do when it comes to clothes, shoes, yes, you know, and things like that. Okay, I think we have one more voice note.
Hello, hi, I'm Rain. I'll vote for Shopee because I log into Shopee almost every day, not just to shop, but actually I'm more addicted to the games that they have.
I heard about this. You guys were saying they're games.
Yes, I told you, right? Wow. So these games allow you to collect Shopee coins, which you can use to offset the total amount for your next purchase.
That is so clever.
Yeah, very clever.
Suck you in to get those games and then you get discount. Anyway, let us know what you think. Oh, wait, we have one message on our WhatsApp channel, actually, by somebody named Erica. I believe this is Cheyenne's mom. She says, Lazada for electrical goods like air fryers, etc. After stacking vouchers, the deals are pretty good, and Shopee for things I want but don't really need. Okay, thanks for being so honest. The time right now is 9:13. All right, this is getting very exciting. Lazada is not getting much love, but we hope there are going to be some people that are calling in and giving them some love. We are pitting Lazada against Shopee, and we have a great prize for you to win.
Yes, so it's a $100 gift card from Giftano for you to enjoy a lovely dining experience at Knox Dine in the Dark. And this is where you can actually enjoy everything truly in the dark using only your senses of taste, touch and smell.
That sounds like a fantastic experience. So we have some voice notes that you've sent in.
Good morning, Big Show. I would choose Shopee simply because they always have all these irritating commercial and very irritating songs like the Shopee, beep, 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 beep. And because of that, they always come to my mind before Lazada.
Right? Isn't that an irritating jingle? But you know what? It's worked because clearly you're singing it.
Yes,
so,
it works.
So that's one more to Shopee. It's now puts Shopee at 4-0. Oh, no. Do we have more voice notes? Maybe some love for Lazada?
Hi, my name is Emma. Now, I prefer Lazada to Shopee.
Yay!
I purchase from both, but I prefer Lazada more because the options are more for shopping in Lazada. They also have a very good customer service. And what is the attraction for me is that they have a pickup option for return. So we really don't have to worry about going to drop off the item. So any day, Lazada more to Shopee.
Okay. Yes, finally. One to Lazada.
Yes.
We have another voice note.
Definitely Shopee. Apart from the collection point, they also have many, many discount, many games for us to play, for us to earn Shopee coin free of charge. Why not? Thank you.
Okay, the score is now 5-1 to Shopee.
Yay!
There might still be time, though. Please, WhatsApp us, drop us a voice note, 8855-0920. Which would you pick or which do you prefer, Lazada or Shopee? It is that time again. We say we're pitting Lazada against Shopee. But before we do that, I have to say we went from the big show to the massive show because we have something like 23 students in here.
Oh, yes.
From Republic Polytechnic. Give a shout out, guys.
Hello.
See the noise. Okay. Now we have some voice notes to play for this prize that we're giving away.
Yes. So we do have a gift card from Giftano. This is worth $100 for you and a loved one to go dine and try out dining in the dark, all in darkness, using only your senses of smelling, tasting and touching.
Okay, so let's have a listen to the first voice note.
Good morning, Kiss 92. Today my choice is Shopee. Have a nice day, guys.
Okay, so far it's 6-1 to Shopee. Let's listen to another one.
TGIF ladies, my vote goes to Shopee because over the years I've been buying things from this platform rather than Lazada. And I remember Shopee has the jingles on TV. So I think that also increases their popularity. Okay, bye now. Have a good weekend.
Okay, bye. Let's listen to the next voice note.
Hi, good morning, ladies. For me, personally, I would choose Shopee. When I was pregnant in 2020, it was during the circuit breaker. So, all the shops are closed and I couldn't actually shop, you know, anything for my upcoming baby. So I went to Shopee and bought almost everything online there, including the strollers and everything. Yes, at first I was skeptical, but hey, I have no regrets at all. Yes, Shopee helps me a lot.
Okay, it's almost as if we don't have to play anymore, but we have one more voice note to play.
Morning, Kiss 92. I prefer Lazada. Why? Because for me, like me, I have a family in Singapore and in Thailand. So for Lazada, I can do street shop. That means I can swap the shop to Thailand, and then I can do shopping and then order for my family there. And then everything is very easy. They can give like cash on delivery and everything for Singapore as well, I think. So I think it's very convenient for me that I can shop for both countries at the same time.
Okay, that's true. There's a lot of flexibility. You can pay by cash. You can shop in Thailand. You can shop in Malaysia. But you know what? It's still not enough to have Lazada win this
yes.
morning. I think the score now is something like 8-2.
Yes.
To Shopee. But we also have some poll results.
Yes, from our Instagram poll, it is Lazada at 25% and Shopee at 75%.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now we got to give away that prize. And the person that we've chosen today is Ashley.
Good morning, Beck Show. I would choose Shopee simply because they always have all these irritating commercial and very irritating songs like the Shopee beep 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 beep. And because of that, they always come to my mind before Lazada.
Okay, congratulations,
Yay!
Ashley. You've won that prize from Giftano. Is that $100 Knox Dine in the Dark voucher. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks
it
so
is.
Much for taking part. Yumiko, you've done well. First battle of the brands.
I want to play with a bell.
Sure, here. We'll play with the bell.
Yeah, this is
you
like...
You can ring it. Okay, there you go. Love that one, Jessie J with Domino. And love the fact that you joined us this morning, especially you, Yumiko.
I know. I'm actually very happy to be here. No, it's the first time I've ever done a morning drive time show with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the first time we've worked together.
Time. It is the first time with Shalini and Cheyenne as well.
I love it that we're all female. I think we got a WhatsApp message in as well saying something like, oh, it's so nice and quiet this morning. You know, you guys should you know, think about doing this more often where the guys aren't here. And by the way, we know Glenn's listening. So good morning, Glenn. and thank you so much, Yumiko.
Thank you for having me.
For waking up, especially, and for, you know, soldiering on. Now you're going to go home and sleep, I expect.
Yes.
Okay.
Chalk it up on some sleep.
Get some sleep.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been The Big Show. Word of the day is how we usually end the show.
Okay.
Just to introduce a new word to you. And the word of the day today is cacophony. Now, cacophony could refer to a loud mixture of noise, but unpleasant noise. I'm not talking like disco noise. I'm just talking like really loud noise. Like, say, they've got construction going on near your house. It's a cacophony of sounds coming from the construction site.
Right.
Or it could also mean a really chaotic mixture, say, of smells. So, like, a cacophony of aromas wafted through the air.
Whoa.
So you can use that. You
yeah,
can
so
use
today
that cacophony.
Is zero cacophony.
Zero. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
There's no cacophony in the studio. Okay. And once again, thank you so much for keeping us company. We're going to be back again on The Big Show at 6 a.m. Monday. Meantime, headline news and sports is up next.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
Kiss 92.